I cannot see you. All right, cool. And here we go. Final conference. Oh, yeah. I got to have my glasses on for the beginning of this. That way it looks like my guy, my dude from the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Welcome back. This is the Man Cave Broadcast reviewing E3 2015. I am Shane Murphy, joined once again by Mr. Eric Velez. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Good, good, good. we're going to go ahead and wrap three conferences into this one: Square Enix, Nintendo, and the PC gaming show. This one will be quick because I'm going to be very, very blunt here. These three conferences did not impress us very much. You may go ahead and skip if you like, but we're still going to go ahead and give our reviews for what we saw, and probably a pretty good trashing, to be honest. But that's just me. all right, so we started off the day with Nintendo. I have to admit, though, they did come out of the gates pretty hot. Dropping Star Fox right off the bat.
I think it should wait till the end on that one.
Probably. But it did get excitement going. It immediately had me invested because I'm like, whoa, my childhood is back. Star Fox is the best. Do a barrel roll, which you heard about 10 times throughout that video, oh, by really? The way. Oh, yeah, I just constantly, do a barrel roll. Right. Do a barrel roll. They know what people want.
Yep.
Kinda. Very cool. It's got some good gameplay elements behind it. It's not just flying around anymore. They did show different vehicle types, how you can change your vehicle mid-game. I thought that was neat. Like, you're able to fly transform into a walker. That was very neat.
I like how they kept the buttons the same as Super Nintendo.
Right. Very simple.
I pointed you for Super Nintendo, pointed me for N64 because that's when I started playing it. Right. But
it's just simple. I like the way that they integrated the Wii U because they're showing that on the big screen, you will see a third-person view of your fighter pilot, right? You're flying around. You get a better view of the battlefield, whereas your Wii U on the screen on there, you're going to see through the cockpit, and you aim by moving the gyro around so you can actually choose where you're going to shoot. I thought it was cool. It's a cool second screen experience. I don't know if it brings it out, though.
Yeah, I've never really used the Wii U, to be 100% honest, but yeah. I think kind of bring it back, like it's the whole, I want to say it's a family game, because it was for me. I played my dad all the time, but it's really hard to, because again, blood, murder, like that's what I need.
We're looking for.
But
right. After that, We moved on. They showed Xenoblade Chronicle X, which, I mean, I'm a Xenoblade fan. I like it a lot. Have you ever played it in the past? PlayStation? No?
Xbox person.
Yep. It was a very cool look at it, though. It's story-driven. I thought the art was pretty incredible. It's a good way to go. So, what did you think about Yoshi's Woolly World, though?
I've always liked Yoshi's World,
uh-huh.
And it's very, very, it's like an update of that one, but with yarn.
Right.
And when I saw a little yarn following it, like the eggs did in the past, I was okay.
It's cute. This is fun. It's a neat little idea. I like that they showed the creator, or not so much the creator, but where the idea came from. They said that, you know, they showed one of the girls from Nintendo, and she had gone home, and she goes, well, I'm not very much of an artist or anything like that, but, you know, I went home, and I decided I was going to knit myself a wool Yoshi, and she knits this Yoshi, brings it in, and all these people started liking it, and apparently they took it to the creators of Nintendo and those games and said, what if we made a game where Yoshi was made of yarn? And there you go,
they ran with it,
and it looks really cool.
I like how you can incorporate like different yarns. Like they have like a Mario yarn where if you get it, then you'll turn into
the Yoshi. Amiibo,
yeah.
You drop the Amiibo on there, and it turns your Yoshi into a yarn version of that character.
Which I thought was pretty cool there. And Samus.
Yeah.
Mario and a bunch of other.
All the other different ones. I think that's neat. Along with that Mario vibe, because of course that was 80% of the conference.
Yeah.
They showed Super Mario Maker, where you can make your own Super Mario game and your different courses. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they made a good point. They're like, you know, if you want to get into game development, try Super Mario Maker. Like, they were talking about the different ways that Super Mario taught people how to play the game as they played.
Yep.
You know, they made a point where in level 1-1 of Super Mario, they have a Koopa go walking, or a Goomba walking towards you, and your first reaction is to either run or to jump over it. Well, they specifically put a box above you so that it would, you would jump into it, you would hit it. And when you do that, you get that mushroom, it goes ahead and pops up. And sorry for the screen, everybody. I had not found a way to get it to just stay on, so I've been just trying to work with it. My apologies.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah, no one noticed, clearly. I'm very, very fast. It's
now. Oh, I see now. Oh, okay, that thing in the background.
Whoopsie. Yeah,
thank you. Now I know.
It's cool. I like the way they did it, and it was a neat way of getting people back involved with it.
Nintendo's always been kind of like the family plan, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always played Nintendo games, and I don't know, I think they're sticking with that pretty hard.
Yeah,
but again, like, if it's just me by myself in my apartment, I probably won't jump into something like that.
Right.
But if I'm gonna be like with family or friends, then I'll jump into something like that. But again,
absolutely murder. Right. After that, we had the Square Enix conference, which, I'll be honest, I felt was lackluster. They showed a lot of Eastern games, a lot of Japanese culture. They showed some Western games, but again, they made no bones about it. Like, the Western audience was not their audience. That's not who they really cared about in this point, and good on them. I mean, they know their audience.
Yeah, nothing against them.
Right. But that's fair. But I wasn't engaged, you know. But they did... they did show Just Cause 3 at the very beginning. Like, you want a Western audience, boom, you got it with Just Cause 3. Explosions, grappling hooks, as many guns as you can have, a wingsuit, freaking parachute, and murder. It looks fantastic. I mean, I was very, very excited to see that. I thought it was a very cool addition to the show. A very good way to start it off. Very bombastic, as you would say. And then, once again, Final Fantasy VII Remake. I was expecting some gameplay, man. I was really like, let's get the gameplay going. Did not show up. Again, they were just like, yeah, we're making a remake. Have more in the winter.
And just a big middle finger. Just right there in your face.
You know, it's basically a way of like, hey, we've got an emergency. Stocks are down. Let's go ahead and drop Final Fantasy VII. And what were you telling me before about the stocks as soon as they announced?
Highest they've ever been in 6+ years.
Yeah.
Six years.
Since 2008, it jumped 2.9% in a day. Amazing.
That's incredible.
Just goes to show.
Just from that one little trailer. You don't even know what's going to happen on it.
Right.
They're just like, here's something to look at.
45 seconds.
We just got put in the friend zone by Final Fantasy VII. We're all going to accept it.
Exactly.
we'll wait.
Amazing. Like, to have, it just goes to show how much games matter in today's society. When your stock can jump almost 3% in a day because you showed a 45-second trailer.
It's timing, I feel.
Yeah.
Because you have people that have been playing this game since they're kids. Now they're all grown up and they're making money.
Right.
They're gonna pay for those games and they're gonna be stoked about them. So
exactly.
Good call on that one, guys.
It was good. Next up, they showed a this was funny because they started announcing that Kingdom Hearts is coming, right? And you hear this guy go, "Oh my god!" And they show like a card game, like this weird turn-based RPG style Kingdom Hearts
board game
on the 3DS. And I'm just like, oh no, like, who would have thought this was coming? Or 3DS, or yeah, I think it was 3DS. And then after that, they're like, oh, by the way, Kingdom Hearts 3. Like, just showed up. And that brought me right back. Like, I was at Just Cause, and then the rest of it, and then Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm back. I'm ready.
Kingdom Hearts is something that I've always kind of been interested in just because I want to see, like, Disney characters murder things. Blood. I'm not.
There's no blood in it.
Well, blood jewels.
No.
Things just kind of explode.
They don't.
Really?
Not really. I mean, they explode a little
never
bit.
Never
but...
doing drugs again. Mickey's bleeding.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. I don't do drugs. No one should either.
So that was pretty much it for Square Enix. We're going to wrap up with a PC gaming show, and then we're going to call it an E3. And again, I want to thank everyone who's stuck with us through these videos. Thank you for watching. I hope you've enjoyed them. The PC gaming show, though, like I said, it was a weird feeling.
American Truck Simulator.
American Truck Simulator.
Hell, you even put on a hat and everything. It's a definitely different feel. Again, the PC people are different.
Yeah, you know, you got your PC Master Race where they think that everything is just they're the best, but
good on them.
When it comes to conferences, though, no, they're not. I mean, every other conference that we've had has been this big spectacle, this big show. You've got they're in arenas that fit 5,000 people.
Jason Derulo.
Yeah, Jason Derulo. And then the PC gaming show. It's like it felt like a bad version of the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
You know, you've got this guy sitting down on a couch, behind a desk interviewing other guys. And I just didn't.
Jokes.
Yeah. And so we opened up. They showed Tripwire Games talking about the Killing Floor 2, which is just like the goriest, bloodiest game of all time. I mean, it's a fun. It reminds me of the old Doom. You know, just
yeah,
wave
that's
after wave
true.
After wave.
It's just. Blood,
extremely bloody, and that's what they want. They keep talking about, oh yeah, if you blow up an enemy, the blood that comes out from him will be in the level for the rest of the mission. Yeah,
the guts float on top of the blood.
Oh, so excited about like, guts
whoa,
on blood.
They talked about
like, come on, you know, as much as I enjoy pumped. Graphics and I'm very much a graphics whore, I want substance to my game. You know,
yeah.
So, then they went ahead and. Announced Rising Sun 2 Vietnam, which I immediately called Forrest Gump the Warriors because it felt like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, really? Oh my God, it might be. Oh, no.
So that was a neat little thing that they gave there. After that, though, like I said, they pulled out what the AMD graphics card. Like they're talking to the guy and he's showing off the fans, and you made a good point. Like the damn thing looked like a boat propeller.
Yeah.
It was so big.
I was like, that's not a card. There's no way, but...
Right. And they start talking about, you know, CPUs and GPUs and all this stuff. And, I mean, for a PC gamer, you know what? This probably isn't fair. For PC gamers, I bet you guys enjoy the hell out of that stuff. Going like, oh my God, I've got all 12 cores open and my CPU can run at 100% and I got 100 million hertz. That's great. I play a console. I just don't care enough. I don't. I don't have the money.
It's just like different people's jobs. The dumber you are... The better it is. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, it really is. I enjoy being a dumb gamer.
I don't know how the Xbox works. I just put in a CD and...
Yeah, it turns on.
Yep.
Yeah, and then it makes my room really hot.
So that has to do with the fan, right?
Yeah, so a boat propeller. I bet a boat propeller would have been really, really nice to have.
That's what it is. We get it now. We're
I
PC.
Get it. That's why your houses are
we
so cool.
We are PC gamers
okay,
now.
PC Master Race. I get
We're
it.
We're kidding. We love you guys. You're all family.
Deus Ex showed up for like the third time this conference. I got to admit, man, the graphics were amazing.
They're taking care of it. Ooh. They're showing us the differences, and I liked them.
Oh, man, they were showing
like
awesome.
They're like, oh, this is the rays of the sun. This is what we did. So I liked how they actually showed the development of the imagery.
Showing off, they show the beginning where it's like water on the ground, and then they show after they've changed it and how the lights are actively reflecting off the water like it's real. Like, yes, bring me more of that. You want PC Master Race in my life? Give me more of that. I think it's great. You know, someone talked about a long-running franchise. Some dude in the audience is like, Half-Life 3! And the announcer, like, freaked out, like, no, back up. And a Total War Warhammer.
Yeah, and, Total Warhammer.
And you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you, Man Cave broadcast audience. We got so bored that we bailed. We gave up because it just wasn't worth it. And it's not because we don't play PCs. It's because it was just... not engaging. Hopefully next year they get it a little bit better, because
hopefully be part of E3.
Yeah, like be a part of it
or the beginning.
It's a great idea. I think it's a very cool idea. Like, do the PC gaming show. That's really rad.
Yeah,
but
that's what I expected.
You know,
to be honest, because this what is it, the first year they did this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was neat. But other than that, thank you guys. Thank you so much. This was a blast doing this review. What'd you think?
I had fun, and I want E3 to be every weekend because
I want this.
I've never been so excited about video games until like weekends like this. This is the second year in a row I got off work for E3.
Right.
I was supposed to do a third, but I was just watching it at work. Just kidding if you work where I work. But yeah, E3 gets me so pumped just because in a couple months it's game over. There's November, Black November, as I call it.
Right.
Because that's what I'm going to be seeing.
It's all the time.
Days off work. Just kidding if you work where I work. But.
Well, again, thank you so much. I think it's pretty easy to call this one. Who won the conference?
Microsoft.
Microsoft took it. HoloLens really was the most amazing part of the conference for me. I think game-wise, for me, it was Sea of Thieves.
Oh, wow. You're really making me think about this right now. I'm either going to have to go Battlefront or... I'm going to be a typical Black Ops 3.
Black Ops 3. There you go. Well, thank you again. Make sure to catch us at mancavebroadcast.com. Follow us on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe below. We appreciate it. And thank you again. We'll see you next time. Have a good night. Bye-bye.